Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Won't give it up if we're out of luck. They think I'm cool, let's get some bass in this room. A new perfume, brand new shoes, make you move. Let's get some bass in this room. I see you smiling, baby, you're the only one I'm eyeing up on this Friday. I'm feeling like the weekend's just arriving. I'm crying out for attention, you're waiting to be mentioned. I can feel it.
Good evening, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room. I'm a brand new indie, alternative, rock, electronic and punk. Every Thursday night, 6 till 7, kicking off with brand new Tom A. Smith. That's a cracker of a song. And that is called Fashion. Got a very packed show for you tonight. I'm going to be talking to the legend that is Midjour. 50 years in the business, Live Aid, Band Aid. Bands like Sick, bands like Rich Kids, bands like Ultravox, and a whole solo career as well. And also music news, local national gig guide, new album releases, all coming up. So stay tuned. This is new from Jenny Beth. She's back. This is No Good for People.
I'm not good for people. I'm not good for people. I wear them down.
Amazing, new from Jenny Bear. Thwall's the lead singer of Savages, do you remember them? And also, she's done stuff with Gorillaz. Okay, Oasis, you know, they've been touring, they've been on Cardiff, they've done Manchester, they're doing Wembley Stadium now. We've played Slide Away from the Cardiff gig. We've got another live recording, very excited, from Manchester Heaton Park. This is Cigarettes and Alcohol.
Is it not?
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arctic Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live. Yes!
New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds.
Something I don't know. Cause people that you barely know find you so insufferable. You're a pump action fella with an addiction to the show. So come on, give it to me. I'm playing along, give it to me. Hunting season.
Oh, it's so good to have Biffy back. Biffy Clyro, Hunting Season. Second single from their forthcoming album, Futureek. It's out on the 26th of September. Loving that. They've also got a tour in January. I think the nearest here is Nottingham Motorsport Arena on January the 12th. Okay, we're going to be talking an interview for Mitchell that I recorded. But since I recorded the interview, he's had some bit of a health scare and stuff. We're not quite sure what's going on since then. So obviously he's not talking that back because that came after the interview. But we're going to be, playing the Mitchell interview very soon. This is new from the Unvang Sheffield band. This is Tin House. You listen to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is The Backroom. And that's the Unvangs. Okay, this man needs no introduction. I'm going to be playing the interview with Midjaw straight after one of his bands. He's had many bands in his 50-plus career, but these were Visage classic. This is Fade to Grey.
So, real pleasure to welcome Midjaw to Sheffield Live, to The Backroom. How are you doing today, Midge, and whereabouts are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much. I'm hiding from the sunshine. I'm in Portugal. So it's way too hot out there for a poor little Scotsman.
Very nice. Actually, we've talked a couple of times on the show before, and I think once the first time you said you were in Spain, and the second time you said you were in Portugal. So it seems that there is a theme going on.
I'm a traveller. It's when you're not touring, I think you feel obliged to go and sit in other countries for a bit.
I completely understand that. Midge, it's great to have you back on because we've talked when you did the Voice and Visions tour, the catalogue hits, and now, again, you're back with a new tour in 2026, A Man of Two Worlds. So... tell me about this and how this is different to maybe the other tours. Because I know it was hit by COVID early on, and then the Voice and Visions thing, and then you know. So how did this one come about, and how's it going to be different?
Well, it's called A Man of Two Worlds because I do inhabit two worlds. Every album I've made, I suppose, over the numerous years, has had an instrumental track or two. on them, but I don't really get the chance to play them so often. So I'm known for the songs that people know me for, but maybe not so much the instrumental stuff. So that's me straddling the two worlds. And I've figured out a way of being able to play a handful of these instrumental pieces without sending the audience to sleep. And that's by playing the hits that people know, you know, the album tracks and the favourite tunes and whatever they know, but doing them in a block and do a series of blocks of different selections of songs and connecting those blocks with an instrumental piece. And that could be an up-tempo instrumental piece like the opening track of, you know, the Ultravox's Vienna album, or it could be a textual ambient thing that just connects two atmospheres together. And visually, that there'll be stuff happening on stage that will represent that. So it's taking the audience on a journey rather than doing, 20 songs and you stop, start, you know, all of that stuff. The way every other concert I've ever done has been. For instance, the last year I did the catalog tour, and it was a full blown band, electronics and guitars and all of this stuff, and it was wonderful. And in the middle, I decided to do the polar opposite. I'd stopped all the synths, whatever, and I sat the band around the edge of the drum riser, and I picked up an acoustic guitar, and they picked up a violin and a mandolin, and we played a couple of songs like that, really intimate, really small. And that was a magic moment. People walked away and still talked about that rather than all the bells and whistles. So I think if you can give that, if you can do those highs and lows in one show, that's how to present a concert, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yes, it's kind of an immersive experience, isn't it, really? It's kind of emotional journey throughout your life, because, you know, you've got the longevity of your music. I mean, we're talking 50-plus years, aren't we now? And, in fact, you had your 70th at the Royal Albert Hall, didn't you, where you played
I
there?
I did, yeah. So, it's what you do when you're 70. You put the Albert Hall.
I mean, obviously there's a lot of songs you can bring, a lot of kind of your catalogue to this experience. And you've also got some other touring as well, because that's next year. So you're going to be playing, I think, 18th of May at Sheffield City Hall. Those tickets are on sale now. So really looking forward to that. But you're a busy man. So there's this tour that you're kind of working towards there. But you're also touring at the moment over this year as well, kind of around the world as well.
I am. I'm still completing the catalogue tour because, you know, we finished the catalogue tour in the UK just before Christmas last year. At Germany, we took it into Germany. Now we're taking elements of it into Europe, and we're going to Australia, New Zealand. So while I'm talking about the next tour, I'm still doing this one.
That's what I was thinking. So
because it takes such a long time to take it around the world. Back in the 80s, you could do a world tour in 2 months. You know, you just left from one place to another. But then life gets in the way now. You know, you have other responsibilities. You can't go out wave goodbye to your wife and say, I'll see you in 3 months' time. I'm just off around the world. So you do it in sections, and it just takes a longer time to get these things happening. Also, you have to tell people what you're doing way in advance now to give them time to decide, do they want to go and see it? Do they want to go and see something else? Do they want to spend their hard-earned cash on whatever? So they give them plenty of time to decide whether this is something that's on their radar or not.
You've got an interesting tour, actually, in Germany, because Germany, they're very fond of you in Germany, aren't they? And you've got an interesting tour, Night at the Proms, it's called. So, and is there Alice Cooper on this tour? Or...
It's a strange billing. It's the sort of billing that only really happens in Europe. you wouldn't think, I know, I'm going to do a tour of the UK and we'll put Alice Cooper and Midgeur on the same bill. But it works. I mean, I've worked with Alice before on something similar. And what it is the guys who set this thing up, Night of the Proms, actually own the name Night of the Proms. Okay. So when the Night of the Proms happens in the Albert Hall, the classical concerts, they have to okay using the name from these guys in Belgium. And they put this concept together where they get a massive 75-piece orchestra, I think it is, and a choir. And then they bring on, and a rock band, and they bring on various vocalists to do orchestrated versions of their hits. And it's glorious. It's a fantastic thing to do, to hear the sound of an orchestra playing your melodies, playing your songs. It's the most bizarre feeling. It's just, you think, oh, wow, I didn't know it was that good. It just sounds wonderful, you know.
Oh, and so will that come out of Germany? Is it that? Because I just thought that was German dates, but will that be played elsewhere? Do you think? I know you've got a lot with the Manitou Worlds tour as well, but
just no. Can you imagine taking 120 people on tour or something? Although I'm sure the likes of Taylor Swift and Lady Gaga and Oasis, I've got a team that big. I think this is just Germany this time.
Just Germany, okay. And Midge, at the moment, we know about the kind of Live Aid 40th anniversary. There's been an amazing documentary come out, which was really kind of insightful. A lot of things there that people were like, did that happen? Did that happen? And obviously the Band Aid Trust, and you're still a long-term ambassador for Save the Children as well, aren't you?
I am, yes. All of the above, the Band Aid thing was phenomenal. I mean, watching that series of documentaries that the BBC showed, was amazing, because it was a reminder for me of what it was like. Because sometimes when you're in the middle of it, you don't realise just how big this thing was and how kind of David and Goliath it was. There's a handful of people trying to deal with this enormous problem. And the documentary reminded you of that. So it was quite an awakening for me, watching it 40 years on, and also watching the footage that was just, from Live Aid, that was just rerun, the kind of highlights of it all, and seeing how good the artists were, at a time when technology was pretty basic. It was all about showmanship. It was all about get on there and do it. And the quality of the vocalists and the quality of the sound, engineers who broadcast that stuff. It was just electrifying, showing the power of music, even 40 years on, the power of music and the power of the audience all wanting to participate and add their names and voices to what we were doing at the time. It was incredible.
Yeah, and it'd never been done before. And I was really fascinated at all the political part, all the politics in it as well, of all those things that people wouldn't have known about.
No, not at all. And the Band Aid Trust, we instigated the series of documentaries, but took nothing to do with the content. We wanted someone, an outsider, to do a fair, balanced take on it. Answer the questions, dig deep. There's been a lot of, criticism over the last few years about lyrics or the balance of ethnicities of the artists involved in making the record or doing the concert and all of that stuff. It's absolutely fine that happens. But we didn't want to slant it in any way. We wanted this very fair take on what actually happened. And I was sitting there going, oh, man, I forgot he said this. I forgot, I forgot about the Thatcher thing, and I forgot about the accosting them, and I forgot about the VAT getting paid back and all of that stuff. It's a long time ago, so it was a real refresher for me.
I was wondering how you can have maybe a different perception of maybe that now, like just kind of looking back and also being part of the documentary too, and just everybody will have different experiences of it, I guess, and different memories and different perceptions over the years of kind of what was happening in terms of the bands,
and the audience would have a particular perception of what it was, since the advent of the mobile phone, we have a lot of keyboard warriors out there who read something and then instantly regurgitate it, saying, this is absolutely disgusting, how dare they, blah, blah, blah. And it perpetuates wrongness. We get it all the time. We live in a world of falseness. And it's great to see someone on the outside come back in and dig it all up and go, there's the footage. This is what happened. Here's the reality. And put it out there for the world to see, to be absolutely transparent about it all. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it did, which is wonderful.
It is wonderful. It's lovely to kind of watch that even just as a kind of somebody who, was a viewer at that time. But Mitch, you're a very busy man over these 50 years, And you continue to do tours, you continue to go around the world, where does your energy come from?
Oh, I think I'm still the kid, and I'm still the kid in the outskirts of Glasgow. You know, dreaming of a guitar. You know, drawing it long before I could own one. And that kid's still in there, and it's something that I don't even think about. I don't sit and analyze it and go, ooh, am I capable of going out and touring again? I don't know. You know, we just did the Isle of Wight, you know, a few weeks back, and it was glorious. We pulled the place apart. It was, and you think, well, where on the scheme of things were you allowed to do that in your 70s? Because in rock music, this is the first generation, you know, or maybe the Stones or the Beatles or whatever, or the Who, were the first generation of rock pop stars who were allowed to grow old doing what they did and probably getting better at it. You know, whereas every other genre of music or the arts, it was celebrated that you were doing it. You know, you got better as an actor, you got better as a classical musician, you got better as a folk singer. But in rock music, it was a bit, oh, God, you mean you're 31? You don't want to be doing that. You know, at 31, it's embarrassing. So it all of a sudden, the music that we've made over the years is still relevant, and people still want to see and hear that. And as long as I'm capable of doing it, I'm going to be out there doing it. I just love it, you know.
Yeah, and it's lovely because you'll get a whole mix of ages, like across the people who followed you from day one to people's kids to people growing up. You know, it's like a whole, you must get a full range out there.
Absolutely, you get the stalwarts that have been with you all the way through. And you get the younger kids who've discovered you on a video game or a Netflix movie or something, because all your songs end up getting incorporated into different ways of consuming music. And the funny thing is that these kids sit and play in a game, video game, and they hear a song in the video game and they think it's wonderful. And they don't know whether it was recorded 40 years ago or 4 days ago.
Yeah.
To them, they don't know me. They don't know the band. They don't know any of that stuff. They just hear something that resonates with them. Then they rediscover it, you know.
A tune's a tune, right?
A tune's a tune, absolutely.
A tune's a tune. Midge, thanks so much for talking to me today. Tickets are on sale for your whole tour. Man of Two Worlds out next year. And 18th of May at Sheffield City Hall. I know you always come back to Sheffield, which is lovely. It's wonderful to have you here. That's great. Thanks so much. And good luck with everything.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Silence. of your hand and a cold grey sky. It fades to the distance.
Such a timeless song, Ultravox and Vienna. And thank you so much for Midjord for chatting on the show. Since that interview was recorded, Midjord's had to cancel his upcoming tour due to a health issue needing urgent treatment. He will perform in August dates, but he will take time off from September with shows dropped in Australia and across Europe. And he wrote on social media, during a recent routine checkup, doctor discovered a health issue that requires urgent treatment and a period of recovery. And I wish Midjord, you know, very speedy recovery from that. You're listening to The Backroom at Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm going to the music news straight after this. Very exciting. The K's, they got their second album to number one, put it on the internet, had them on the show a few weeks ago when they played one of the final gigs at the Lead Mill. They did two sellout gigs there. It was great to chat to them. This is Rat Poison from their number one album, put it on the internet. The K's.
Says why I sing the swimming in it, I'm another will be fine. My lips are blue, it's still not quite enough again for me. And you, I think I'm coming up again before I get too high. Just
And what album? That is Rat Poison. That's the case. They've got some more dates going on at the moment, and they're going to be supporting the Kooks in the arenas in the autumn. Okay, let's do some music news.
Music news.
So Arctic Monkeys have launched a new recording company and updated their website, leading fans to suspect a new album is on the way. There hasn't been a new album from the Sheffield band since The Car dropped at the end of 2022. Was given a glowing 5-star review by Enemy, which described it as a swashbuckling, strings-filled epic. After its release, Alex Turn and Co. locked in a headline slot at Glastonbury 2023 and headed out on a Hugh Walsh tour, which they end up bringing out James Ford and Miles Kane as special guests. Now, since then, there have been very few updates from the band. However, some Eagle Eye fans have now noticed the band have updated their website homepage and launched a new recording company. The first was brought to light by a fan page on Instagram with the handle Arctic Monkeys Mania, which shared two back-to-back images of the site. The first was taken a few weeks back and showed the cover artwork for The Car, and the current design has removed that from a simple green backdrop. They also highlighted that items in the music store no longer appear on the homepage. A page on X's called Has It Leaked then ran with a post speculating the band of studio sessions booked for November and a full summer tour planned for 2026. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Ozzy Osbourne's course of death has been confirmed 2 weeks after the Black Sabbath frontman died at the age of 76. According to the New York Times, his death certificate lists the cause of death as a heart attack. It also mentioned that he suffered from coronary heart disease as well as Parkinson's, which he was diagnosed with in 2003, but didn't reveal publicly until 2020. The certificate was submitted by his daughter Amy Osbourne at a registry in London. Okay, that's the music news. It's 6:48. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Backroom. And the next band I'm going to play, they are called The Memos. They are from Liverpool. They're an indie rock band. And they've got a brand new single out called Born Again. Produced and mixed by Ben Harper of The Mysterines, The Zootons, The Sherlocks, and Lucas State. They play the Tramlines Fringe Festival at the Tramlines in Sheffield end of the other week, and they've got a couple of dates. Manchester Night and Day Cafe is the nearest to us, 25th of September. So without further ado, let's play it. Born Again, this is The Memos.
Gonna make it my way, I don't care what they say. I'm gonna make some mistakes, but I'm not afraid of failing. And I don't believe a word to say. You turn a 180 on the things you promised yesterday. Sunshine, you're only here for the good times. Never lasts on cloud nine. Your time is almost up now. There's not a move that you could make. I want it more than most, and my soul will never break. And I feel born again. I may have lost the plan. Be
And I feel born again. And I feel born again. Again.
Loving that. That is the Memos. Great tune. That is Born Again. Let's do some gigs.
Local and national gig guide.
So in Sheffield this week, the Shutters at Sydney Matilda tonight. Tomorrow, Blackwater Lightship is down in Sydney Matilda. And Secret Service are at the Greystones. On Saturday, Safe Ferris, Deadbeat at Dawn and Slacker at the Corporation. And then on Sunday, you've got Radio Free Alice at Yellow Arts Studios, Low Harness at Sydney Matilda. Monday, the Warlocks at Sydney Matilda. Tuesday, Zebrahead with Bottomline and Must Admit at Corporation. And on Wednesday, Life Signs at Sydney Matilda and DJ Skills at Orb. Doves are going back out on tour. Still with that Jimmy Goodwin. He's still not back in the band, but the other two guys are still doing it. Doing really well with the album and the tour. So far, they've announced a few dates in December, 12th of December, Dundee Livehouse. London Kentish Town Forum on the 14th, Bournemouth Academy on the 15th, Cambridge Junction on the 16th. Those tickets all go on sale next Wednesday at 10. Royston Club, they go out on tour 16th of October with Feet in Support, Brighton Concord 2, kicking off there on the 16th, then Bristol, Birmingham, Manchester Academy on the 23rd, and then on to Newcastle, Glasgow, Leeds Stylists on the 30th, then on to London, and then Sheffield Octagon on the 1st of November, and then off to Cardiff, finishing in Liverpool on the 13th of December at the Uni Mountford Hall. Those tickets are on sale now. And Richard Ashcroft, after his Oasis tour, he's doing some dates in the autumn. Co-op Live in Manchester, 8th of November. Just one then. And then in next year, Cardiff Arena on the 24th of March, Liverpool Arena on the 26th of March, London on the 28th of March, the O2 and Leeds Arena on the 2nd of April. The Manchester and the Cardiff shows are sold out already, but there was tickets for the others. Okay, we've only got time for a couple more tracks.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
Okay, this is Billy Martin, new album. This is Dog-Eared.
Close your eyelids, kiss them soft, and keep the world there. Let them walk. You are like heaven when it's late. The sun goes down the west side, and I see lace upon the pearly gates. The stars are all exploding. I'll take
Okay, that's Billy Martin. That's pretty much it for me tonight. A new album's out tomorrow. New one from Black Keys, No Rain, No Flowers. Good Charlotte, Motel Du Cap. A new one from MGK, Lost Americana. Thanks to Major for talking on the show. I'll be back next week with loads of great new music. I'm going to play out with this great new singer-songwriter. He's called Nathan Grisdale. Check him out. This is Mercy. Have a good evening. See you next week.
Of your perfume on my skin when we kiss. You're my oxygen. I don't think that I've ever been like this. My heart beats so slowly until you're laying on me. My escape from reality in the palm of your hand. Breathe in, breathe out. Oh, this silence seems so loud. Intoxicated, begging for mercy. I don't wanna die. So long I've waited, laying naked, just you and I. All emotions slowly fading, I'll give you my life. When we touch, falling deeper, the stars collide. Taste of your lips on mine, our fingers so intertwined. Your love keeps me up all night. Intoxicated, begging for mercy, I don't wanna die. So long I've